many of those people who are walking from Najaf to Karbala, they have no idea that how they are making the largest gathering of the history in one of the most dangerous countries of the world. If you go through Shia history, you will see we used to have very harsh time in past. Many times the grave of Aba Abdullah was destroyed. Let me tell you about 2 centuries back. An attack took place toward the land of Karbala by Abdul Wahhab. He attacked the land of Karbala. His army entered the Haram. They broke the tomb of Aba Abdullah. They broke the Zari. Many tabarrukat were stolen. The gold was taken away. People of the town were killed. Young girls were stolen as a slave. Many pregnant ladies were killed. Many young boy and men were killed. But nobody was there to defend this haram. This haram was destroyed at that time. Were lovers of Ahlul Bayt not living at that time? There were lovers of Ahlul Bayt living. Why they were not able to defend this haram at that time while it was surrounded by lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam? But today, after 2 centuries, there was just a little threat that terrorists might get to Najaf and Karbala. One fatwa and verdict of a mujtahid was given. Millions of people came voluntarily to support this holy place. What is the difference between that time and this time? So many lovers of Ahlul Bayt were killed by Salah ad-Din Ayyubi in Syria and Sham, but there was nobody to support them. Why? What is the difference between that time and this time? Today, the terrorists tried to demolish the tomb of Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alayha, but there were many people who came to support. Why today there are so many supporters? What is the difference in that time and this time? The difference is, in that time people did not realize the power of our marja'iyya, the power of wilayati faqih. This is the power of Shia that today even the enemies are admitting. Shias have 3 most important powers that the rest of Muslims don't have that. The first one is marja'iyya. They have single leaderships that they follow. And second, the power of economy is the power of khums. And the third thing is the power of aza of Aba Abdullah. They lament and they shed tear. They beat their chest for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. These are 3 powers they have. And on the top is their leadership. Try to destroy their leadership. Today the enemy is trying his best to attack our leadership. This walk that you have started from Najaf to Karbala is a result of those great leadership that supported these holy shrine. Never ever forget to say thank you to Wilayati Faqih. Never ever forget to say thank you to your Marja'iyya. And never ever forget to say thank you for those people who supported the holy places, who supported the grave of Aba Abdullah, who supported the grave of Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alayha.